Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on the Catch Up podcast. Selvos and Scrap Hotline have joined forces for the winter warmer appeal. Donate blankets, coats or beanies to any of the 14 Scrap Hotline sites. Scraphotline.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, we're back from holidays and we're straight up to the Gold Coast. How are you, Roo?
Oh, I'm very good. Thank you, Dits. I am up on the Gold Coast. It's absolutely beautiful up here. Nice and warm. It's got the shorts on and the tank top and the thongs. And
all right. Well, I can't wait. I'm flying up later on today. I just had to stay back for a commitment, but I'll be joining you up there later on today. And all thanks to Phil Hoffman Travel, who have looked after us and sent us up to the Gold Coast for a week. What do I need to pack, Roo?
Just all your summer gear, mate. It's absolutely beautiful. Bring a hat, bring some sunscreen.
Why have the body out? Yesterday. Why are you going around topless or what?
Well, we were in the pool for a few hours yesterday afternoon, so I think you'll be joining us there.
Am I in the same place as you?
I hope not, because there's kids everywhere where I am.
That's what I'm wondering.
I am like on a kids' camp here in the Gold Coast, but you got to come to me. We're going to SeaWorld tomorrow, I think. Nice. So I need you to come with me there to make sure none of the kids drown, please.
Oh, God, they'll be running in all directions. Hey, Roo, fair bit to talk about this morning. We're going to head to the UK in just a moment. There's a fair bit happening with Donald Trump, who's been over there. They're saying the world's biggest ever protest, hundreds of thousands of people taking to the streets. So there's no doubt he causes a stir wherever he goes.
Well, I thought he said he met a lot of people and they quite like me over there. They like me a lot, actually. Oh, you know, he usually does it.
He probably looked
fake
thought,
news.
Yeah, he probably looked out the window and thought, gee, I'll pull a crowd. It's fantastic. Limo's going to join us a little bit later. I'm going to have a laugh with Limo, as we always do on a Monday. We've got our Monday phone in. Yeah. We haven't spoken to Tex and Tommy Tai Chi for a couple of weeks.
What happened to your boys yesterday? How did you get rolled to Frio?
Gee, that was terrible. Look, Roo, I had to go to the southeast yesterday. I must say, I had a real good weekend. I went to the Henley Footy Club on Saturday, and then I went down to Francis yesterday, down near Bordertown, for a couple of footy club shows.
What were you doing down there?
So I was with Cornsy and Curls yesterday. They were the guest speakers, and they were brilliant. They were actually very, very good. Graham Corns does this PowerPoint presentation. It was very impressive.
A PowerPoint presentation?
Only half of us nodded off. It wasn't that bad. No, I'm serious. No, he was good. He was very good. No, he was. And Curls was as funny as ever, but... So driving back, I could only listen to the game on the radio, and my God, the commentators I was listening to said it's the worst game of footy they've ever seen. Was it that bad?
I watched the first half, and then we went to the pool after that. It was 15 points all at half time. Frio kicked 7 points in the second quarter, but the injuries are the story out of the game, we'll talk about that later.
All right, Ruin Dits here on Triple M.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
What's making news, Roo?
Just a little one here, Dits. Did a bit of reading on the way up. I don't know, do you flush the toilet with your seat down or seat up, the lid?
Nah, definitely up.
You have it up?
I leave it up all the time.
Yeah, well, when you think about it, I do as well, but when you flush the toilet with the lid up, what you're doing is setting off millions of germs all over your bathroom.
What?
Because, when you flush, what it does is it makes a thing called the aerosol effect, which sprays out all the germs out of your toilet from your whatever you've dropped in there. And basically it goes up into the air in all little droplets and then all settles down on things in your bathroom.
Fantastic.
Like your toothbrush.
Oh, get out.
Yeah, absolutely. So you think about how many times a day you flush your toilet and how many germs are going in the air. And they reckon it's just full of, bacteria flying up in the air and landing all over the bathroom.
You're kidding. So when I'm brushing my teeth, I've got a mouthful of feces and urine.
Exactly right, Dits.
Refreshing.
So no wonder you got bad breath in the mornings. But So you need to shut your lid on the toilet before you flush the toilet.
I must say, I've never, ever, ever thought of it.
And especially you being the clean freak that you are.
See, this is the interesting thing for me. I hate touching the toilet seat, so that's why I'd never... I mean, I always wash my hands. I'm a big hand washer. But, I would never put the seat down, but I've got to start doing it.
You've just learnt something, Dits.
Wow. Mm. I wonder how far and wide it spreads. Does it all of a sudden...
Well, the whole bathroom, basically.
Whole bathroom. It
basically goes up into the air and gets sort of airborne in there, so... There you go.
Oh, thanks for that, Roo.
That's all right.
Hey, what about this? Now, when I was a kid, how big was this mob? ABBA. Now, they announced a while ago, probably 6 months ago, that they were going to get back together and record some music. Roo, they've done two new songs. Now, I can't give you the stats, but apart from probably the Beatles and, you know, who else can I think of? The Rolling Stones. This mob
Fats
sold,
Domino.
Yeah, Fats Domino. This mob sold more records than anybody at the time. They were just massive. But so ABBA, for all of those people, the older people my age and above listening to the show this morning, ABBA are back and they've recorded two songs and they reckon it was a great experience. Because when they split up back in the 80s, it didn't end all that well, as it happens with a lot of big superstar groups. But, yeah, they're back.
They're bringing them out on record, or?
I guess so. Well, these days music's online, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. Oh, you being a little bit funny there, were you?
A bit right funny there.
On vinyl. Righto.
That's all right.
What else have you got for us?
Ute sales are going through the roof in South Australia, Dits.
Yeah.
Not old farm utes and things like that, but actually the pimped up utes that you can get these days, like the Hiluxes that you see out in the road, or the Ford Rangers, or all the different types of utes that are going around. And we're only commenting on this yesterday when we were driving around the Gold Coast. There was a few families getting around in them, and it makes pure sense. I used to have a Hilux as well. They use them for work during the week and for play on the weekends with bikes and, you know, all the stuff you got to transport and things for kids and sporting gear and all of that. So
when we shifted into the hills a couple of years ago, the first thing I said to Kate was, I want to buy a ute, and she just laughed at me. She said, well, what would you need a ute for?
What do you think, you're having a midlife crisis?
Yeah, because she said, like, what, do you think you're a workman all of a sudden, do you? But no, but it's handy. Like, in the hills, if I want to pick up wood or anything like that, I wouldn't mind having a ute to drive around in.
Well, that's what everyone, families are doing, and it does make pure sense. So I can see why ute sales are going through the roof in South Australia, did so.
Very easy. If you're going on a road trip for holiday, very easy to throw everything in the back, isn't it?
Yeah, well, quite often you can't get stuff in the boot, but you can get it in the back of your ute.
That's right.
There you go.
So I'm looking into it. So if Jaguar, your Solitaire Motors this morning, if Jaguar bring out a ute, please, a two-door Jag, that'd
perhaps
look all right, wouldn't it?
Hey? Perhaps leave it to me.
Righto. 6:15, it is Ruined. It's here on Triple M. Hey, this week, thanks to Phil Hoffman Travel, who are looking after us, getting us up to the Gold Coast for a week while we do the show from up there.
Ruined It's for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Ah, there it is. Gleeso and Alana, it is so great to be back with you two. You're absolute professionals, and it's a joy to be working with you too, I'll tell you. Yeah. Those other two, they can bloody stay on holidays.
Hey, it's nice. Hey, we're back.
Oh,
we're back.
Oh. Ruined. Yeah, 2 months is out. Guys. I'm so glad you two are back because, I'll tell you. Gleeso and all. So they're not on for another week.
It's so you've been knifing us, have you?
It's definitely you guys this week.
Yeah, we're back. Although we are on the Gold Coast,
You're on the geez, you're a bit early for schoolies.
We have been called a couple of toolies, no doubt about that.
Right. Are you getting around in your budgie smugglers during the day?
Getting
up and down the main street. You don't have to be on the beach in the Gold Coast. You can wear the budgie smugglers anywhere.
We found that.
Just a bit of meter mating.
Very nice. Lunch with Warwick Kappa.
Yep, done that. Spider Everett's next.
Work your way through them. Hey, guys, lots of sport happened, has been happening over the weekend. A couple of highlights for me. Can I work through the footy first, maybe? Hey, Dits, now you've been on holidays. Did you see this, that Rory Sloane has re-signed with the Crows?
Yeah, I know. I did see that.
You see that? 5 years he's re-signed for. It's amazing because a lot of Victorian clubs were very keen for a bit of Rory Sloane.
Yeah.
But that's great news for the Crows. He's re-signed for 5 years. And also excellent news for Rory Sloane. He's he's signed a contract where he's working behind the bar at the Alma Hotel for $500,000 a year.
I know. And his wife is as well. They've got her a job somewhere too.
Is she taking a pay cut? Is she? Don't you start. What do you think, Darren Jarman's wife got paid when he went to Hawthorn over there?
I'm sure she got paid a fair and reasonable amount for the work that she did, whatever that was.
Back in the good old days.
They were the glory days, weren't they?
We've had our salary cap for misdemeanours over the years, the Crows. That's well and truly behind us now, okay? Right. Kurt Tippett's gone and retired.
Okay.
Everything's by the books.
It's all above board. All right, very good. I'll come pop in and say good day to Rory at the Alma there.
Thank you. He did do bingo for Friday night. People were a bit confused that he was calling Bingo Friday after signing a 5-year multi-million dollar deal.
Yeah, right. And winning every round.
Apparently that's what he yelled out when he saw the contract. He went, Bingo!
Adelaide's number one bingo caller, Rory Sloan. Hey, and did you see this one, guys? Last week, Marcus Bontempelli, I don't know if you guys caught this while you're on holidays, had his appendix removed.
No, I didn't see that.
Last week, no, that is true.
I did hear that. Sorry. Eddie Betts had that done last year as well, a couple of years ago. We've had a few of those.
And had the appendix removed. Yeah, well, it happened at the Bont last week. Had his appendix out last week. And I can tell you that his appendix has already been rookie listed by the Gold Coast Suns. you might see his appendix up there having a run around this week. Well,
they can't get anyone else up there, so I'll see what we can do while we're up here. I'll see if I can find him for him.
See what you can hunt down. Yep. Oh, and how's Brian Lake, guys? In fact, have we got Brian Lake's theme music there?
He there used to give me roses.
Ah, there we go. Now, Brian Lake, he was on Survivor in Fiji.
Yeah.
And then, as if that's not enough television. I was doing a TV show on Fox Footy with him called The Beep Test.
Yeah.
Then he went to Fiji to do the TV show Survivor. And now I think he wants to be on the TV show Banged Up Abroad. Spent 6 days in a Tokyo prison. I believe he tunnelled out like Tim Robbins did, whatever that movie was called. The Shawshank Redemption. Right there. Yeah. Hey, but you know, Brian Lake, he's single now, isn't he?
Well, he would be now.
Sure. I don't
know. No, he is. He did a post on Instagram. He said, now the missus is, me and the missus are parted company.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, true story. So who would have thought
he didn't get caught cheating in jail, did he, or not?
I haven't got any updates yet. We'll get a full report from the Japanese authorities in the next few days. But I reckon he'd be, now that he's done Survivor, now that he's been in prison in Tokyo, I reckon he'd be perfect as the next Bachelor. What do you reckon?
Yeah, no, he'll get a gig for sure.
Just from my memory, going back 40 years or so, 50 years, the Japs didn't treat our prisoners all that well, did they? It's not the sort of place I'd want to go.
I mean, it's a good thing he did it in 2018.
That's right. It's probably. I think
1944, it would have been a different story.
Conditions might have improved, yeah. Right, what else have you got for us?
And also, guys, I see the World Cup overnight there. Mm. France had a win in the World Cup. Did you see this, though? There have been riots in France.
Riots?
Have you seen? There have been riots through the streets of Paris. They won the bloody World Cup. They won.
Celebrate.
To me, that's like buying a new car. So to celebrate, you drive it into a pole.
Run it in a bit.
Seriously, what a pack of idiots. Wimbledon overnight as well, guys. I've got some highlights here for you from Wimbledon last night. This is from Inside Wimbledon. Yeah, there it is. Novak Djokovic playing bloody, I don't know, whoever that other guy was. I've got some exclusive audio here of Dits watching Wimbledon last night.
I was doing my research.
That is actual Chris Dittmar audio right there.
I've slept next to that, Limo. It's not good.
We're a close team.
It sounds so peaceful. And did you see a bit of romance at Lords on the weekend? Cricket at Lords. India were playing there. And a bloke, did you see this? He teed it up with Bumble, the commentator, to do a proposal. So the actual commentary commentated this bloke's proposal to his missus. And when he makes a joke about the video review system, this is when he makes the joke, it's actually going up on the big screen. So this is a couple sitting in the crowd, and this is the actual commentator calling the marriage proposal.
I reckon this couple here, I think this is quite special. I think this is Charan and Pavan, and I think he's got something to say to her. Oh, look at this. Decision pending. Here we go. Round of applause. Have a look at the... she said yes! Oh, what a decision. Absolutely fantastic. Charan and Pavan, congratulations.
But to be fair, the most interesting thing to happen at a test match in many, many years.
A bit of excitement at last. Yeah. Lord. Hey, and finally, guys, Vladimir Putin is meeting Donald Trump today in Finland. Yep. I know that Donald Trump has put in a request that it just be the two of them in the room when they meet. And he's also asked, oddly enough, that when they meet, this music be playing. My darling, Yeah. So, I don't know what's going to happen there. I think Putin's going to ride in topless on a horse.
What is going to happen at that meeting? That could be just, that would be brilliant viewing.
There's
I think.
No egos in there.
Oh, no, nah. None whatsoever. Nah. In fact, only two of them can meet in the room because there's no room for anyone else.
That's right. No.
Fake news. Okay,
good on you, Limo.
Good on you, guys.
Thanks, mate. Limo joins us a couple of mornings a week here on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Now, what happened with the footy, real footy over the weekend, Roo? Let's go back to Thursday night. Your Mob were unbelievable.
Well, they were better, weren't they, Dits? And they looked much better on paper before it started with the inclusions of Betts and Murphy to put some forward line pressure, Atkins and Knight into the midfield to give some much-needed speed and grunt. They just looked a much better side on paper, and they carried it out into the game as well. And I thought they played pretty well against a good side in Geelong. And if they can continue to be have that sort of pressure that they applied on Thursday night, Dits, I think they can go pretty close to making the finals. They've got to win five out of their last six, so they're going to have to do most things right. There's no doubt about that. They have got some tough games in the run home. They haven't been able to be consistent all year, so it's going to have to be a significant change in form and consistency to be able to make it. And it starts against Brisbane this Saturday night in Brisbane, which is always tricky. Plus, Brisbane have won three in a row and they've actually been quite good. So they need to get over the first hurdle this week. And that's going to be without Tex, who's been rubbed out for a head-high bump on Zach Tui.
Here's Duda, centre wing. He's looking and wondering where to go. Goes to Murphy. Hands were quick to Gallucci. Deep one on two. JJ's got a couple to beat. Oh, he had an absolute sitter and he spilled it. Then he got dumped afterwards. Oh. And there's a big hit coming through as well. Tui grabs his head. Umpire runs in. Texans around it. Oh, if you're the catch boy's not happy with this. Well, Tui's on his back.
He's on his back. The umpire paid it too high. It was a bump, so if he's bumped him and hit him in the head, Tex is in trouble.
And he's in trouble, been given a week, so we have to cop that sweet. And maybe young Fogarty might get a game. And there's talk that Talia will be back hopefully this week as well. So maybe a couple of changes for the Crows, Dits. But things are looking a little bit better for them. I don't think Mitch McGovern and Brody Smith are too far away as well, probably in the next couple of weeks.
All right, so starting to time it beautifully by the look of it, the run in for the Crows.
Is it too late? We'll have to wait and see. Port Adelaide. Yeah, they tripped over yesterday over in Perth. It's not an easy place to win, Dits, and the Crows got beaten over there with Sanderlands and Fifeout earlier, but most people thought this was just a chalk-down win for Port Adelaide, but it didn't go to plan. They got some injuries. First, Paddy Ryder did his hip flexor when he was going into the ruck.
Well, he knew straight away he'd done something, Paddy Ryder. He put his hand in the air and came straight to the bench, and then he was surrounded by four medicos. They handed him a bag of ice, and as he walked towards me, he's definitely limping on his left leg. It didn't look like it's his Achilles, which was his problem earlier in the season. It looked like he was holding the bag of ice at the top of his left quad. He certainly looked done for the day, so it's really bad news for Paddy Ryder.
Hip flexors are a little bit different. You don't do too many hip flexors, Dits. No. They're not like hamstrings. So a bit of hip flexor awareness there for Paddy Ryder. Mm. Now, they're talking at least a couple of weeks. The showdown is in 3 weeks. So,
can I ask you a quick question, Rude? You remember going back earlier in the season, Ken Hinckley said the other young ruckmen weren't ready to play AFL footy. I'm of the belief that, because what happened yesterday in the second half, again, they had to throw Dixon in and Westhoff in. I'd rather bring in a young ruckman, give him some game time to keep these other players in their positions.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure who's there because Hayes did his knee, Dits, and I reckon maybe two of your ruckmen have done knees, and I think you've only got Billy Frampton, is it?
Yep.
I'm not sure. I haven't kept an eye on the young ruckman for Port Adelaide.
Kenny was quite strong on the fact he said they're not ready, and I accept that, but I don't know. I just think it disadvantages Port by making Dixon and or Westhoff go into the ruck.
Well, the other issue too, Dits, is Todd Marshall, who's your gun young fellow. Mm. If they push Westhoff or Dixon into the ruck, the replacement for the forward line now would need to be Jack Watts, and he's always struggled as the number one forward. So they've got a bit of work to do there, Port Adelaide. We'll have to wait and see. Robbie Gray, obviously, as well, got knocked out in the weekend in a big tackle.
And it's been a grey afternoon so far here at Optus Stadium. Robbie's got it. He's got and dumped, slam tackled, face first by Niehaus, and Charlie's not happy. He's hurt. He hasn't moved.
I paid the free kick.
That was his first slam tackle, and that's a free kick and maybe a report.
Yeah, definitely. There you go.
Yeah, he'll be, what was the lad's name?
Nyehouse.
He's going to get 2 or 3 weeks for that. And Robbie Grubby, 50-50 whether he plays this week against GWS. So a danger game coming up for Port. That game against Freo would have put them equal on top of the ladder. Now they sit in fifth position and back in the pack a little bit, which is tightening up right down to 12th. There's probably 12 chances for the top eight. West Coast Eagles had a good win over Collingwood in Melbourne, but they don't have Nick Natanui, what looks to be an ACL injury now for the rest of the year. That is very sad for football in general, and let's hope he gets some good news today. We don't want Nick Natanui out of the competition for another 12 months.
Good on you, Roo. That's how the big fella saw footy over the weekend. It is Ruined It's here on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Roo, a young person is in hospital. I don't know how serious. I was going to say fighting for their lives. I'm led to believe the injuries are quite serious.
Well, in critical condition.
Condition. And this is a result, again, of a bashing or a big brawl in Hindley Street over the weekend. Let's go to Senior Constable down at SAPOL in the Media Division, Mick Abbott. Mick, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ruined Dits.
Good. What can you tell us about this incident?
Yes, look, it unfolded around about 5 a.m. yesterday morning. Police were in Hindley Street. A fight broke out between the two men near Victoria Street, and then it continued on, and one man was seriously assaulted. So he was punched in the face, and unfortunately he fell back and hit his head. He was taken to the Royal Adelaide Hospital, and my information is at the moment he's in intensive care, but his condition has stabilised, but still a very serious incident. Mm. Police were actually on hand and actually witnessed the incident, so a 43-year-old man from Gillies Plains was arrested at the scene, and he's been charged with aggravated assault, caused serious harm, and he'll appear in court later today.
Mm. Mick, I know we've got to be careful what we say with certain things, and especially with this fella being charged, so I want to talk in general terms. Are things deteriorating down there? Are you hearing of more and more incidents, or is it? Would you say this is quite stock standard?
Well, unfortunately, 5 a.m. is normally that around that time. There's intoxicated people in Hindley Street, and these two men actually had an altercation earlier on the night. So I'm not sure what unfolded between the two of them, or whether they're actually known to each other, but. Unfortunately, there are certain incidents that occur, and there's a lot of police activity normally in Hindley Street on a Saturday night.
Mm. I haven't been to Hindley Street for years and years and years. Is it a dangerous place?
I would consider it dangerous. I think it's just people have to watch what they're doing. And as I said, people do get intoxicated and carry on a bit. So at 5 a.m, unfortunately, most people should be home in bed. Mm.
Do you think there's more fighting than, say, 10 or 20 or even 30 years ago, Mick?
Oh, look, it's hard to say, boys. You know, there's, like I said, there's always a few people that carry on a bit too much, aren't they? Or, some people are happy drunk, some people get aggressive. So, unfortunately, that's our job to sort out the ones that get carried away and, deal with them.
Mm. All right, Mick, thanks so much for joining
us.
Senior Constable Mick Abbott down there at SAPOL in the Media Division. Roo, as I said, I haven't actually been down there for years, and there's a lot of things we could say on the back of this. So the old saying, not too much good is going to happen at 5 a.m, is it really, if we're all still out there? But I don't begrudge anyone wanting to stay out late. If they want to kick on, that's their prerogative. But I just wonder how dangerous and how bad it is down there.
Yeah, well, I'm not a Hindley Street goer either, but I mean, there is violence that happens everywhere. I own pubs. There's been plenty of issues at the Alma or other pubs over the years as well. So I'm not saying it's only Hindley Street, but you certainly do hear more stories about incidents that do happen in there, and that's probably just because there's more people going to the precinct now with more venues through there than probably ever before. But, and that's where places are open late, Dits, so obviously everyone's going to go there, and if they're there late, they're probably not in the great condition, so I wonder if it is actually getting worse in there.
Mm. Let's hear from some people that were spoken to on Channel 7 News last night.
That's disgusting, man. It's just no need for it.
Ruining everything for yourself and for other person as well.
A lot of my mates refuse to come out these days because of violence.
That was on 7 News last night. Roo, I don't go down there, but I've just spoken to a couple of people here this morning at work, and I asked the question, if you are walking down Hindley Street, can you avoid this sort of stuff? If you just keep your head down and keep to yourself. And one lad working here, Roo, said, well, actually, no. He said, they actually target you. People will just come up and start
pushing. They target you.
Or they'll push you for no reason, just try and incite something. No, that's now, that to me is ridiculous, isn't it? I want to know from our listeners, if you frequent Hindley Street or your kids frequent Hindley Street, and I know that over the years my boys have gone down there because that's where the nightclubs are, Rupert.
Have they had any issues, Diz?
Well, actually, one of our nephews has. One of our nephews got bashed going back a couple of years. It was a terrible incident. He had to go
unprovoked
off.
Or?
Well, we don't know. This is the only problem. I mean, there's always two sides to a story, but I can tell you the way he was hit was horrendous. He was smashed with a beer bottle.
What?
Which isn't great. How dangerous is it down there? 133353. I'd love to hear from our listeners. If you go down there on a Saturday night, do your kids go down there? Do you want your kids down there in Hindley Street? When I hear Hindley Street, Roo, I think of King's Cross. That's the sort of image it conjures up for me. Is it our version of King's Cross?
Well, it is. That's sort of, the good comparison.
What is it like down there? Let us know on a Saturday night if you frequent Hindley Street. I'd love to hear from you. Is it really dangerous? Or if you keep to yourself, are you always going to be okay and be safe down there? What about the fact that Mick Abbott just said this fella, he knew there was police presence there and he still decided to punch on in front of the police?
Well, and they had a run in earlier, so obviously that annoyed the hell out of each other and wanted to keep it going.
Yeah, 133353. For our best callers throughout the morning this morning, we've got Red Hot Summer. This is the tour live at Seppelsfield, Roo.
Seppelsfield, that is beautiful.
Susie Quattro, The Angels, Baby Animal, Screaming Jets, John Stevens, Moving Pictures, Chocolate Starfish. What a lineup. 133353, tell us about your experience down at Hindley Street. Ruined It's on Triple M.
Triple M.
7:20 it is. Ruined It's here on Triple M. We are talking about Hindley Street, another bashing, another terrible incident down there Saturday night.
Yeah, man, in critical condition. Let's go to Golden Grove. G'day, Judy.
Good morning, gentlemen, and how are we?
Yeah, good.
We're good. What's your experiences with Hindley Street?
Well, thankfully, I don't have any, but I would just like to make a comment. I was chatting to my son about this last night, and he's 32, and in his younger days, he certainly had plenty of partying. And he made the comment that in his younger partying days, yes, they went to Hindley Street, and yes, if there were incidences, it was between the two perpetrators, and only the two perpetrators. They sorted it out. If there was police presence, it was respected. No one else became involved. Everybody moved on and nobody else needed a piece of the action, and it was all sorted very respectfully. And that just doesn't seem to be the case at the moment. And so, yes, there is a problem and nobody seems to know why.
Yeah, Judy, you've summed it up beautifully. And I would have thought in all instances, Roo, whether it's Hindley Street or anywhere, as Judy pointed out, surely it's between the two people or the two groups. Yeah. And how on earth does anyone else need to or have to get involved?
The thing that baffles me, Dits, is what you said before about people using stubbies or bottles or glasses or for starters. But then when people go to ground, they're kicking and stomping and things like this. These are the other things that happen. Mm. And police presence. Surely when police are around, you back off, don't you? And you respect the police.
Mm. Well, does that
happen? That's how most people grow
does
up.
Does that happen?
We're heading to Woodville. G'day, Steve.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Steve. What do you think?
Well, actually, I'm ringing to talk about my experience back in the 80s when I was a young bloke, and me and a friend had just bought a Euros. We'd been out during the night. It was early hours in the morning. We were crossing Morfitt Road, and four blokes approached us, and one of them asked me for a cigarette, and I didn't give him one, and then they walked past us, and then they decided they were going to smack us in the back of the head and started attacking us from behind. So I think the violence has always been there in Hindley Street. It's just nowadays it's a bit more highlighted, and like you guys said, they lay the boots in a bit nowadays, and it's pretty horrendous in that sort of sense.
Yep, I think so, yeah. All right, good on you, Steve. Thanks for calling in. And, you've sort of been hearing those stories for a long, long time, really, with Hindley Street, unfortunately.
Yeah, I just don't like the kicking and the stomping and all that, and the glassing which is coming in. Let's go to Gawler. G'day, Nick.
Fellas, how are you?
Good, Nick.
Thank you.
Hey, mate, I'm going back 25 years ago. Myself, my mate and his brother had an establishment, and my mate went to the loo. The urinal was busy. He went to go into a cubicle, and he bumped the door into someone who's got highly offended, and my mate's come running out that there's a drama. His brother and myself have gone in, and it was on, mate. There was a lot of fellas standing around in there with bearing a lot of knuckle jewellery, if I can say that, and my mate got severely beaten up, split open. His brother and myself were sort of like made to stand back and watch this happen. The cubicle got smashed. The toilet got destroyed. Mm. And I sort of haven't been back since that. I do have a 21-year-old son who does go to the city a lot. He's actually a Australian soldier. And they themselves have made citizens' arrests, you know, just in this last year. And so it's... it's right. Been there.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for sharing your experience. Let's go to Happy Valley. Hello, Daryl.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are you?
Good. What would you like to say, Daryl?
Mate, you know, I've lived here from Sydney for 15 years. I grew up in King's Cross. And, you know, I can see Hindley Street going that way. Now, I'm a 5'10" bloke. I do weight, so I hardly drink. I've been targeted in Hindley Street just about every time that I go to the city.
In what way? How do people target
you? How old are you?
I'm 46.
Right.
Yeah, so I like to celebrate my birthday in town every year with my younger brother. He's 10 years younger. And, you know, every year we go into Hindley Street, and just because of my size, I'd get pulled up by drunks and, you know, pushed and picked on, and look at you, you fag, or something like that, you know?
Really?
You know,
what do you mean your size?
Like,
what do you mean? Because you're five... What are you saying? You're short?
Because I'm 5'10", and I do weight, so you know, I'm a solid bloke.
Right.
Right.
And, people that get on the drink just want to have, you know, want to have a go at you because of, to try and prove something to their friends or something, you know, I'll take this big bloke on sort of thing, you know.
Right.
Actually got to the stage where I feel safer now going into the city to celebrate my birthday. We just go to the casino.
Mm.
I feel safe there. I get off the train, walk up the stairs, I'm, you know, I feel safe.
Just have an empty
walking
wallet.
Down Hindley Street these days is just a no-go zone for me.
Mm. All right. Thanks, Daryl. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're all hearing similar stories, I think, Roo, aren't we? So there is a bit going on down there by the sounds of it. Let's take one more call, shall we? Have we got one more?
Yep, one more.
Let's go to Jason at Prospect. G'day, Jason.
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Good, thanks. What do you reckon?
I'm a bit younger than the last few boys, but, from recent experience, I've had a few mates who have been, like, just randomly jumped. Unfortunately, they've actually been in some of the bar or some of the clubs, and it's always seemed the way that you can't, like, no one ever gets in trouble. They're really badly injured, like facial injuries or even hospital for a couple of them. We go out, don't look for fights. Like, I've never been in a fight on Hindley Street, but it's always these random attacks. It's always been there. It's just like a few of them have said, with social media and everything else, you start to see it a lot more.
So you're saying randomly jump. So people just out of the blue jump you to have fun.
They're out there clearly looking for it, because I know for the, say, 8 years that I've been out here and there, I now stay away from it as much as possible. But for those guys that have been out, they're every time. Like, it's the same type of people that are looking for the fights. Everyone else is there for, I don't know, a good time, like you're supposed to be. So you're quite drinks as mates. And,
all right.
I've never personally experienced.
Thanks, okay. Jason. Jason from Prospect. So, Roo, we are hearing too many stories all along the same line. See, Roo, if I could say to you and Sarah, meet us Saturday night in, like, Lee Street or where that restaurant precinct is, which is
isn't that where it happened?
But that's just around the corner, isn't it?
Well, it happened on the corner of Lee Street and Hindley Street.
Mm. So if you're going out as a couple or with your girlfriend or whatever, you shouldn't be subjected to that sort of stuff.
No, you wouldn't want to be walking through there, absolutely. And random attacks just baffles me why people are doing that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just don't get that at all.
Mm. Nah, not good stuff.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
6:50 Ruined Dits here on Triple M. Time for our Monday talkback, Roo. We take calls on 133353. You never know who's going to ring in on a Monday morning. I go to the phones with some trepidation. Let's go to our first caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Big Red Cat.
Who's that?
This is Jahunga Khan.
Hello, JK. How are you?
I heard that you like doubles tennis.
Doubles tennis? No, I'm not a huge fan. No, not really.
We could get together and make a comeback, you and I, the Big Red Cat and JK.
You think so? Is there room
for your team? What about your team that played Fremantle? Do you know what happened?
What?
They beat you.
I know. They did. Right. Thanks. I know that. All right. Nice to hear from you, JK. Let's go to our next caller. Hello. Good morning.
Hey, g'day, boys. It's Murray on the Murray. How you going?
Hey, Mazza.
Oh, it's a bit of sport around in there. There's a Tour de France, there's a World Cup, there's Wimbledon, and it's just every night you're staying up. Hanoi, I'll tell you what, he's been up, he's got...
Hang on, who's Hanoi? What do you call him, Hanoi?
Well, he gets bombed every weekend.
Right, okay, right.
But he's come, you know how France has won the World Cup?
Yeah, yeah.
He reckons, you know how the Tour de France is still on?
Mm-hmm.
He reckons that they should get the France team for the soccer to go around following the Tour de France with the Cup.
Right.
So that everyone that's gone to watch the Tour de France gets to see the World Cup.
Yeah, makes sense.
Good idea.
Not a bad idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what he reckons, just to get it extended a bit further?
Mm.
He reckons that the winner of the... What do you reckon? I'm not ringing up for an argument.
No.
But he reckons the winner of the Tour de France, just for the fun of it, should do a lap of honour.
Mm, right. Yeah. Could take a while. All right. Good on you, Murray. We love it when you call in. Please call again. Let's go to our next caller on 133353. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Who's that?
It's Wally from Woodville. G'day. Long time caller, first time listener.
Yeah, good on you, Wally. What can we do for you, Wally?
I heard on the radio that the Jazz and Louis are going to be lawn bowling for Australia.
Lawn bowling for Australia.
I heard that on the radio. I'd like to invite him down to my club, Toorak Burnside Bowling Club.
Toorak Burnside, right, very nice bowling club it is too.
The address is 25 Giles Street, Toorak Garden.
Right, thanks.
It's
not
open now.
Right, no.
That's a long way from Woodville.
Invite them down, could you?
Mm, yeah, okay.
Will I hang on for a prize now?
No, we haven't got any prizes at the moment. But if you ring back at 3 o'clock this afternoon, they're on between 3 and 4 and then 5 and 6, okay, here on Triple M.
For the Duck Club.
For Duck Club. Ring back then for the Duck Club. That's right. All right. Okay. She doesn't sound too impressed with that.
Come on, Wally.
We've got time for another call. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good day, boys.
Tex.
You got the Tex.
Yeah, it was a good win, but I've got a bit of a rest, haven't I?
Yeah,
you're not going to contest, are you, Tex?
I don't know. What do you reckon I should do?
Mm. No, I reckon
cop it sweet.
I reckon you get to cop it just like Zach Toohey copped it right on the chin.
They'll probably put Darcy in anyway. Yeah.
What?
Anyway, Collingwood got a bit ahead of themselves, and your team might have too. They did.
All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we've talked about that a bit this morning. Yeah.
Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. But anyway, this bloke called David, right?
Yeah.
He walked into a nightclub and he lost his ID. Mm. So after that, they just call him Dav.
Right.
He works.
Yeah, it's text. I think we've got time for one last caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Rule Boy. Hello, Ginger.
Hello, Tommy.
Oh, that's good. Rule Boy.
Yeah.
You're up to the going to SeaWorld. You got to go to Yumcha, Pacific, the big shopping center up there. My cousin, he run Yumcha up there. You go see him.
Where at Pacific Garden?
That's at the Pacific Garden big shopping center. Do Yumcha for you. You know, he look after you. But tell me, you go to SeaWorld?
Yeah, we're going there in a couple of days.
Can you get me fish? You know, if you get me...
What do you want, dolphin?
Get me fish. If you get me one dolphin, that lasts for me about 8 months.
Yeah, oh, beautiful. And,
New Jet Imperial God on Moon Rickshaw and picking Mandarin in a good aspect. That would do for us, for Tommy, make him very happy.
Righto.
How do you reckon I'll get it back, though? I don't know if it'll get on carry-on.
Just put it in the jewel cab. You say you had jewel cab earlier.
Yep.
Down in that.
Put it in the back?
In the back of two cup, yeah. Okay, bye. Yeah.
All right, see you, Tommy.
Don't forget to go for Yamcha.
Okay, Tommy.
Yeah, thanks, Tommy.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Hey, let's head to the UK now because there have been wild scenes over there. We're told it's the biggest protest the world has ever seen, and this is with Trump's visit there over the last few days, and he's really caused a stir as well. The UK Prime Minister's had a fair bit to say about his visit. Let's go to our correspondent, Gavin Gray. Good morning, Gav.
Good morning, guys. Wow, what a tour this has been. Nothing is ever quite as easy as it might seem with Donald Trump, is it?
No. What sort of crowd did they say were out in the streets? We're told hundreds of thousands. Is that correct?
Well, it is estimated because there were protests in London. There were protests in Oxfordshire when he visited the home of Sir Winston Churchill, the birthplace of Sir Winston Churchill. And there were more protests as well in Scotland when he went up to play golf on a private visit. Indeed, there's a bit of a row now because that was a private visit to his golf course, and yet the UK taxpayer has a bill for security of some 8 million Aussie dollars. So people are saying, hang on, why are we paying for that? But yeah, there were lots of different protests. And I think if you add all the protesters up, yeah, that's there were a lot of people. Now, some are saying that the event in Scotland, not as many attended the protest as was expected. But either way, they wanted to make sure that Donald Trump did not have universal support. And I think they got their message over.
I think Prince Charles and Prince William even snubbed him, didn't they? They didn't want to have anything to do with him. And the Queen had to go and meet Trumpy on her own.
Yeah, it's being reported that the Queen was quite keen that the future head of the monarchy, Prince Charles, should be present, maybe Prince William, and, you know, that they should try and roll out the red carpet. Well, the red carpet was rolled out, but Her Majesty was left to meet he and Melania, Donald and Melania, on her own. I'm afraid to say as well, the visit did not go particularly well. Instead of bowing, he went to shake hands with the Queen. It wasn't that power handshake that he tried with Emmanuel Macron, leaving his hands white-knuckled because he'd pressed him so hard. He made a couple of other extraordinary gaffes. They arrived late. Well, nobody's ever late for Her Majesty, but he arrived late. She was seen looking actually a bit agitated and looking at her watch. He then turned his back on Her Majesty when she said, "Let's go and inspect the troops." He just sort of walked off instead of waiting for her to lead the way. And then when it came to the sort of official standing at the end, he sort of stood in her way and she had to sort of dance around him. So all in all, one or two people saying he's either very ignorant or very rude, but I dare say he didn't even realise.
No, probably not. I just want to play you a grab from the UK Prime Minister, Theresa May.
He told me I should sue the EU.
Sue the EU?
Sue the EU. Not go into negotiations, sue them. Actually, no. We're going into negotiations with them. But interestingly, what the President also said at that press conference was, don't walk away.
Yeah.
Don't walk away from the negotiations, because then you're stuck. So I want us to be able to sit down to negotiate the best deal for Britain.
All right, now, what was that all about? Sue the EU.
Well, this was quite an extraordinary bit of actual counter PR. So what happened is Donald Trump turned up for the official engagement, and one of the first meetings was a very, very swish dinner up the red carpet with Theresa May. Now, during the dinner, they really did push the boat out for him, and Theresa May was lauding him, and they were seen walking to dinner, walking hand in hand. But what she didn't know was he'd already given an interview to Britain's biggest selling paper saying that he thought Boris Johnson, who had just resigned, would make a great prime minister. He'd already said that he'd given his advice to Theresa May about how to negotiate a good Brexit, and she ignored him. So that's why she came out saying, well, his advice was to sue the EU, which, of course, is utterly ridiculous. Because I think she wanted to sort of counterplay it. Because while she was having dinner with him, he clearly knew that the headlines were going to be something very, very bad. And I dare say when she got out of dinner and was told what the headlines were, she just couldn't believe it, because he also turned around in that same interview, which was in the can before the dinner, and said if she pursues her plans for Brexit, then it'll kill any special UK-US trade deal. And that was absolute poison to her.
Yeah. Good on you, Gavin. Thanks so much. Comprehensive as always. And, Roo, Donald Trump has made a splash in the UK. No doubt about that.
He makes a splash everywhere.
It's ruined. It's here on Triple M.
104.7 Triple M.
Ah! Pressure point! Pressure point! Pressure!
Ruined it. $1,000 pressure test.
Want to relieve the pressure? Come to life at West Beach Parks. Holiday, sport and adventure. Westbeachparks.com.au. Pressure!
Indeed, chance now to win $1,000. Let's go to Blakeview. Hello, Roger.
Hi, good morning, guys. How you going? Welcome back.
Rog. Good on you, Rog. Thanks for that. Hey, what are you up to today, Rog?
Just sitting in the car, mate, waiting for the gates to open to go to work.
Ooh, has he snuck through? Tell me a bit more.
A little bit more. Now I'm working for a little company that does a lot of signage around the Winterfest and down the port ditch. So.
Right. So when you say that you're waiting for the gates to open, what do you mean?
Oh, just get her a bit early, mate. Had a bit of brekkie and...
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah.
You've snuck through. You know how lucky you are, don't you, Rog?
Oh, no, I'm very lucky, mate.
We usually would have canned you for that, but first day back, we would have canned you for not saying what you do at work.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
All right. You got through. Now, chance to win $1,000. You need to give us 10 Correct answers in 30 seconds. Now, we're up on the Gold Coast this week. So, Aru, you give Roger the topic. What is it?
All right. 10 animals you'd see at SeaWorld.
10 animals. Okay. Say a shark.
Yep.
Dolphin.
Good.
Seal.
Yes.
Penguins.
Yes. Good work. Keep going.
I'm trying, mate. I'm going through alphabet. What do you call them? Walrus.
Yeah. Don't know about that, but we'll give you that.
I was thinking of you boys when I said it.
Time's up. Right, let's go to the adjudicator. I think our $1,000 is safe here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
Righto, 5 correct. Good on you, Rog. Thanks for being a part of it. Now, this is a fairly good consolation, right? In fact, a very good consolation.
What do you got for it?
The British Hotel down the port, $100 voucher to go to the British Hotel. It's a ripper of a pub. It really is. Just by the bridge there, the Birkenhead Bridge. Fantastic, yeah. So $100 to spend down there. Hey, once again, thanks to West Beach Parks as well, where your holiday and sport and adventure come to life. So go to life.westbeachparks.com.au. A lot of people, Roo, go to the West Beach Caravan Park down there and actually take their holidays.
Hey, you remember Lima? They did it every year forever, didn't they?
Yep. So check out West Beach Parks. Roo and Ditz here on Triple M in a moment. We're going to find out, well, what can we do to clean up Hindley Street? Because it's out of control. Another big bashing down there over the weekend. Roo and Ditz on Triple M.
104.7 Triple M.
7:58, Roo and Ditz here on Triple M. Thanks to Phil Hoffman Travel today. They are looking after us, getting us up to the Gold Coast. Hey, Roo, Alice the Wag's had a big couple of weeks. You know, we've just taken 2 weeks off, so the Wag went.
Where'd you go? You went back to Port Adelaide. I went back to Wakefield for 2 days. Yep. And where did Alice go?
Europe. So clearly the payroll, she goes to Europe for a 2 week holiday. How was it, Wag?
It was so fun. Now, I feel like I haven't slept in
before 2 weeks. Before we get to Europe, I just want to say, Roo, that there's been a big announcement too in our holiday period that Alice the Wag is in the top 10 producers in radio in Australia.
The top 10.
The top 10. They've released a list of important people in radio. Alice the Wag has made the list. Congratulations.
The top 10.
Yeah. Do you guys know how lucky you are that I won your show?
There was only 12 in the contest.
I was going to say, Roo, when you live in Australia, there's only 6 states.
Yeah, exactly.
So 6 capital cities, a couple of FM stations in each one. But you've made the
well
top
done,
10.
Alice.
Thanks. They judge it on coffee making, so.
Do they? All right.
Yeah, I did notice you getting around to every computer at in the both HIT and Triple M offices. Is that how you voted?
Sending votes through.
Yeah, because you could only vote from one computer once.
Right.
So I just went to like every computer in the station and voted for myself.
Righto. Now, tell us about Europe. Now, you went to Wimbledon.
Yeah,
tell
so us I flew about into London, and Wimbledon is so fun. So you can't really buy tickets online. You can, but it's really hard. So you actually just have to go and line up. So we got there at 6 a.m., but the lineup isn't like a stressful thing where you're standing in the line. You get there at 6 a.m., you set up a picnic blanket, and you're all kind of in this snake of a line, and they give you a card with your number on it. So you don't have to worry about people pushing in. And it's just such a cool atmosphere because in Australia, you would not be allowed to drink or you'd have to buy it there from like a bar. Here, you can just take as many bottles of Prosecco or whatever you want in with you. They don't check your bags and you can just sit, have a picnic in the park. And,
you're joking.
Yeah, just do whatever you want.
Hell. You can't take them into the actual, in Wimbledon once you get in though, is it just
you can take one bottle per person.
One bottle?
Yeah.
Into the tennis?
Yep.
Right, so a magnum.
You end up hammered at the tennis.
Well, at midday when we got into Wimbledon.
You didn't even see any tennis.
No. And it was a really hot day as well. So we got in and we had there was 5 of us. So we had 5 bottles. And my brother's like, we're going to have to drink this fast because it's going to get hot.
Oh, that's
so we're sitting courtside just really.
Do you even know who you watched?
I do know one guy. His name was like Jake Kubler or something. And he was an Aussie guy. And it was his first real big tournament. He'd got in on a wild card and we were pretty much the only people watching him. And so we were just excited to walk into Wimbledon. Like, it's literally what you picture everyone. We all wore white and it was, you know, there's beautiful green everywhere. It's so formal. And then he started playing and we were just cheering so loud. And my friend, who's like a real goody-goody, she was school captain. She got told off by the umpire for cheering too loud.
What were you yelling at? Go Aussie, go.
Come on, Jakey boy. Oi, oi, oi. Like, all this stuff. And no one would let us do the Aussie because they said we'll look bogan. probably the five bottles of wine made us look broken anyway. But, and then a guy came and sat next to us and he's like, oh, how do you guys know Jake? And we were like, oh, we don't. We're just like really excited to be here. And it turned out it was his best friend.
Right.
But we cheered so loud even after the game, we went around to like cheer him off. He lost. But the coach came up and thanked us.
Well, you would have put him off. There's no doubt about that.
I know, he kept laughing at
he's
us.
He's never had a crowd before.
He got starstruck.
Now, the other thing that's happened, Wag, we've had a couple of phone calls in. We know that you live down sort of Glenelg North, down that way.
Yeah.
Have you not got a bathroom at the moment? Is there anything happening
there
that
so
you can
the plan
tell us
was that Joel was going to get the bathroom redone while I was in Europe.
Right.
Because I said I'm not living in a house without a bathroom.
Right.
So I've come back and it's been delayed. So now I'm living in a house without a bathroom.
Now, is it true that, so you haven't got a toilet at the moment?
No toilet, no shower.
I don't know.
What do you mean you haven't got a toilet?
I don't know how to describe this on air, but have you been weeing outside?
Yeah, I've been popping a squat in the front yard.
In the front yard?
Yes, and it's just quite a busy street.
The poo jogger's back. Jogger.
Alice, you can't do that.
I know. And so Sunday morning, so it's only been at night time. So I figure no one can really see me. I kind of half hide behind a bush and go.
Oh, no.
Not number
two. Sit on a bucket or
I'm
something.
I'm not doing that in a bucket. So
go to Snowy's outdoor and get a little, like a camping toilet seat. Put that over a bucket.
No.
And
I've
you're
got
laughing.
Class. I've got class.
Alice, you can't do that in the front yard. In the front garden when there's cars and
it's
bikes
been nighttime, so it hasn't been an issue. But then Sunday morning, we woke up and we'd had a few frothies the night before. So I was like busting to go. Like I couldn't have even got into a car and driven somewhere because I just needed to go that bad. And I've run out and I've looked out and there was just so many cars and bikes coming down the street and I was looking straight at them. So I quickly stood up. I was in my PJs and I didn't know what to do. So I ran back inside and got the blanket off the couch and came back outside and just squatted and put the blanket over my head.
Oh no!
And everyone would have been like, why is there like a floating blanket in that front yard?
You're a class act. You really are.
By the way, Elmsy said to at least spend some money before you go into a number two in the toilet down at the Watermark as well. Because you've been going down there, I'm led to believe.
Yeah, I made a mad dash there once the other night as well.
You're all class, Alice.
No
wonder
she's lucky.
Top 10 in Australian radio.
Yeah,
right?
She wouldn't have been top 10 if they heard about that story.
The poo jogger.
Good night. Good to have you back, Wag.
Thanks. So good to be back.
Ruined Dits here on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M Ruined Dits for breakfast. Now, Roo, the French have won the World Cup. Big, big final, dramatic final in Moscow. They've beaten Croatia 4-2. Let's go to Paris right now because everyone is partying hard over there. Now, Alice the Wag has just come back from 2 weeks holiday over in Europe and one of her mates is still there. He's in Paris. Rich, good morning, Rich.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good. Tell us about the streets of Paris. What's going on?
Flags, French flags everywhere, going down every single street. Every single statue in the whole of Paris is people on the top of it. People are falling off. I've seen a couple of people on the top of buses and the bus starts moving and they all fall off the back. I reckon there's going to be a lot of very sore people tomorrow. There could be a few deaths, so I'm not sure.
What time is it over there, Rich?
It's only 11:15, but everyone's been on the streets blowing their horns since probably about 1 in the afternoon, and then it started about 5 o'clock local time, and it's... Everyone, it's nuts. It's nuts. The whole, every single place you go, there's another intersection with more people on that statue. People
Rich,
jumping off bridges.
Gee. Now, Rich, tell us, I remember with the America's Cup in Australia years and years ago, our Prime Minister Bob Hawke came out and said no one should go to work today. Are people talking like that over there in Paris, do you think? I mean, I imagine there'd be just low productivity on this Monday morning over there in France.
Well, they're French anyway, so it was going to be that way regardless. But I can't speak the language, so I don't really know. But I doubt there's going to be anyone working tomorrow. They're still going now, and I've actually just got back to my apartment, and there's horns constantly going, and I don't think it's going to stop or not. But that's all right; they can have it once every now and then.
Where do they watch the games from, Rich? They got pubs in France. I haven't been there.
There's no pubs like yours, Ruth.
Right.
It's just every corner has a cafe, which is like a bar, and they're all exactly the same. But there'll be like 5 in every intersection. So they've just like crowded the intersections with people sitting on their chairs and TVs everywhere. It's like, it's like Swan Street with the grand final last year. But the whole country's doing that.
Mm. Can you imagine? Now, they're quite amorous people, the French. Is everyone just hugging and kissing?
A lot of kissing. A lot of people
getting their tops off. A lot of men presenting themselves as well. A lot of nudity.
What's
the weather? Going on either.
All right,
yeah, it's 30 degrees as well, so that's perfect.
Oh, beautiful!
Now we've got to leave it there, Rich. We're running out of time, but mate, thanks for taking our call, and yeah, enjoy the hugs and the kisses over there in Paris.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on the Catch Up podcast. Salvos and Scrap Hotline have joined forces for the winter warmer appeal. Donate blankets, coats or beanies to any of the 14 Scrap Hotline sites. Scraphotline.com.au 104.7 Triple M.